All right, what's popping, y'all? What's popping, man? You know what I'm saying? Salute to my homeboy Xavier, though, man. You know what I'm saying? My man Xavier made sure the channel was floating right before the live stream even started, man. Salute to Xavier, man. I greatly appreciate you, my G. You know what I mean? I just want to let you know that. You know what I mean? You a real one. Make sure you guys tap in on the Patreon, man. The video they don't want you to see. I got to get y'all up on the screen real quick. And salute to everybody that was here that got notified before the stream started. I think that's probably what I should do from now on. Like do the notification thing or premiere, however they call it. But salute to y'all, man. I'm going to shout y'all out first and foremost. You know what I mean? But make sure y'all tap in on the Patreon, the video they don't want you to see. You know what I'm saying? The story behind Anthony Weiner. I know I'm saying his name wrong, but that's because I don't want YouTube to think I'm saying nothing else. You know what I'm saying? Salute to everyone that joined the Patreon. I know this is a sick video. It's not meant for the weak stomach, or it's not suitable for work. So if y'all tapped in with this video, people wanted to know what this stuff meant and why these people do what they do. You know what I'm saying? We talked about it in this video, and I got a video for y'all today also on Patreon. I know people been asking me to talk about Kevin Gates, so we definitely gonna tap into that today. And also, I did a little story time how I almost joined them people, but this happened. You know what I'm saying? So make sure y'all tap in on the Patreon, man. I'm going to start doing a lot more story times for y'all. You know what I mean? Giving y'all information on what's really, really going on out here. You know what I'm saying? Now, let me shout my peoples out that was here first. Jay Stacks was popping. Nadia was popping. Xavier Coleman. If I'm missing anybody, I apologize. Staticky, what's going on? Kexen, Billy Batson, Pocket Full of Stanay Nay, Brock's Jelly Filled Donuts. I haven't had a jelly donut in years, bro. But salute to everybody out there that mess around. Kexen, he says, shout out Rob Niggas, was popping. Shout out to Rob Niggas, that's my guy. Pocket Full of. Said, let's talk about it. Peace, Jay, in the chat. Yeah, we're going to talk about a few things today, man. Definitely going to talk about a few things. I'm not sure how long this live stream will last, but we're going to talk about some interesting things today. Salute to Tick Tick Boom, man. Harold Gardner, Brian Scott, Don Prototype, Chill Vibes, what's going on? All right, so salute to Shady, man. He said, appreciate you, bro. Intro song, dope. Salute, Shady. What's popping, man? I thank you for your contributions to this channel, man. Everybody that donates or sends super chats, I greatly appreciate y'all. You know, this work is not easy to do, but I try my best, and it's going to always be informative, all right? So now, we got two topics to talk about today in particular. One is going to pertain to the statue in New Orleans. Now, I know y'all see this thing up on the screen behind Cat Williams. So New Orleans is, you know, I've never been there, but they have this statue, that has been replaced by the Robert E. Lee statue. Now, I'm going to do a little history. We're going to read up on the Robert E. Lee statue that was there. But they removed that statue, the Robert E. Lee statue, and replaced it with this demonic pan god, this horn god that is weird. It's like, and people in New Orleans are like, why y'all put this here? And I blurred out the private section because it's perverted. All right. But we're going to talk about that. And also, Cat Williams recently did a interview via live stream, and he basically explained the music industry secrets. Now, I tell y'all all the time, if y'all out there want to do music and stuff like that, it's fine, right? You can do music. You know, I'm not telling people, yo, don't give up on your dreams, man. Don't do music. But there are things that happens in the music industry, all right? And, you know, you got to remember things like the key man clause, right? And we're going to talk about the key man clause and how dangerous this music industry really is. All right. Now, Cat Williams exposed this stuff. And I told y'all about this years ago. You know what I'm saying? People didn't know about insurance clauses when you signing contracts to these record companies. You know what I'm saying? Like, and you know, it kind of brought awareness to a lot of this stuff when I mentioned it. So we definitely going to talk about it. You know what I'm saying? We're going to talk about it. Let me shout some people out. Somebody said, where the wild things are. Yeah, that's what it kind of resembles. Miss Lady was popping. She said, that's a weird looking statue. Yeah, we're going to talk about the history of this thing and why it's there. Because they have a reason for it being there. All right. And, you know, shout out to everybody from New Orleans that's in Louisiana that watches my channel. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of stuff going on. And shout out to Chicago, though. Like, they putting their foot down. You know what I'm saying? Salute to my man, Isaiah Johns. He said, peace and blessings from St. Louis. Salute to everybody in St. Louis. Thank you, Mr. Isaiah Johnson. You my G, too, man. And everybody that contributes to the channel. So, it's a lot that goes on in New Orleans, man. It really is. And I heard some stories that it's a very spiritual place, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to certain religious practices. I don't want to say the word. Y'all know what I'm talking about. But people of a higher caliber go down there to basically get, you know, certain things done. I'll leave it there. You know what I'm saying? Salute the trip, bruh. Traquan Smith, man. You the first. I've been doing YouTube for about 4 years, dog. 4 or 5 years doing this. You the first person that dropped a bomb, son. I wish I had a bomb. Matt, bruh. Thank you, Traquan Smith, man. Thank you. You said thanks for putting that work in, man. God bless you, man. You know what I'm saying? God bless you, bro. I appreciate you, man. Word. I appreciate you, dog. For real. All right. Yo, that's crazy. That's crazy. Salute to Traquan Smith, man. You know what I'm saying? This show is sponsored by Traquan Smith. You heard? So let's get into this Cat Williams thing, man. Let's get into this Cat Williams thing real quick. And then we're going to talk about this creepy statue that is located in New Orleans. Now, we're going to focus mainly on the music business, and I'm going to give y'all my viewpoints on it after I show this video. You know what I'm saying? D said the word. Yeah, I'm a chill on all the spooky stuff, but we will give some valid points on what really goes down. All right. All right, so let's play this video without further ado. I've been talking for about 8 minutes, and I'm going to show y'all this real quick, man. Salute to Traquan Smith, dog. You my G, my nigga.
In business, nothing is coincidental, or you will be hearing who's losing money. In all of these situations, it's only the artist that's losing. Somebody makes big money. When these rappers get killed, not incidental. Somebody made $100 million and now don't have to talk to that artist. Or none of their crew, don't have to validate none of their contracts. Wow. Now only got to deal with the mama, only got to see her once a year, and it's over. And the money goes up and up and up. So they killed this $20 million guy, but they reaped $60 million in benefits. Wow. And they had some people from your city do it.
Wow.
I'm saying there's the good side and the bad side of these businesses. And
correction. This actually gets a hell of a lot worse. Because there's a clause in record contracts that allows record labels to cash in even more after an artist passing. This has been going on since the early days of the music industry, and it's quite literally a standard practice. It's called the death clause, or the non-performance clause. Now, this is one of those lesser known details in regards to record contracts, but the former manager of the Grateful Dead Hank Harrison wrote about this some years back. Essentially, it goes something like this. Companies shall have the right to secure insurance equivalent to 10 times the estimated value of the artist's earnings from any source of revenue for company's sole benefit. Companies shall be allowed to employ any insurance carrier or combination of the same to assure this benefit and need not consult or require signature compliance from the artist. Company shall keep such information confidential, except that the company may disclose information to the applicable insurance carriers or as required by law. Artist or artist estate shall have no right to review or claim the benefit of any such policy obtained by the company. And to quote what Hank Harrison later wrote in this article, he states, "In short, here is what a death clause does in my humble opinion. If an artist fails to perform or pay back advances, the artist becomes more profitable dead. Today, the hit clause still exists, but it is more subtle, and whereas it used to be worth thousands, it's now potentially worth billions. Labels invest millions in new talent, and the insurance policy is a protection against loss or a way of collecting projected profits for music, t-shirts, books, foreign rights, and everything else in all forms." Now, I want to clarify one thing here about the death clause. And it's that this type of life insurance, also known as key man insurance, is actually a standard practice in other industries as well. And depending on how you look at this, it's honestly just a smart business move given how much money they invested into them in the first place. But normally when an employee dies in other industries, there is a pretty significant loss of revenue. And this insurance is designed to make it so the company can stay afloat until they find a replacement. But in the music industry, this is just them double dipping.
This is crazy, because all of these rappers died, like Kurt Cobain, Jimi Hendrix. We say, just another damn artist doing all them drugs, and goddamn it, they died again. And that make it so easy for the label to knock these niggas off. Like, it's crazy, man.
Aging of these particular incidents is definitely a real thing that goes on. But don't take my word for it, the CIA will tell you themselves. An overdose of, administered as a sedative, will cause death without disturbance and is difficult to detect. The size of the dose will depend upon whether the subject has been using regularly. If not, 2 grains will suffice.
Oh God, man.
I need an ambulance.
Okay, what's the address?
I'm at the Rock.
Higa 9 obtained these crime scene photos just outside the Rock.
I'm finna sell my soul. I'm gonna hit y'all when I'm through. I'm gonna be rich as hell, all right?
TMZ is reporting rapper Juice WRLD is dead after suffering a seizure at Chicago's Midway Airport.
Fans and neighbors leaving flowers, candles, notes on rapper Mac Miller's doorstep. Those close to him struggling with the fact that he is gone at the age of 26.
PNB Rock has died after he was shot inside a Los Angeles restaurant during an apparent robbery.
Breaking news overnight, Grammy-nominated rapper Nipsey Hussle shot and killed outside
after
his own...
After an up-and-coming rapper is shot dead, 20-year-old XXXTentacion killed in an apparent robbery.
What if I told you there was a deeper meaning to all of this? Would you believe me? Would you be willing to see what most are oblivious to? Would you be willing to uncover the secrets hidden in plain sight? Would you be willing to break free from the illusion? And finally, would you be willing to see the light in the dark?
Like I'm ill, yeah. Bitch, I'm fucking reptilian. Bitch, bitch, all y'all bitches was wrong.
Yeah, man. Salute Flashy Murdy said, evil business, man. Salute to my dude, Ace High, man. Salute my guy, Ace High, man. You know what I'm saying? Loyal supporter, man. Salute to Ace High in the building. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all go check out Ace High Music, man, on his channel. He has very, very, very dope, positive music, man. Make sure y'all check out Ace High, man. So let's talk about this key man policy, right? And the whole procedure on how it breaks down and how it works. So not everybody, and most people say, well, why are these record companies, you know, sacrificing their artists, and, you know, why did these things happen, right? I tell y'all this, right? I give y'all some key points. So say for instance, you do music and you go to a record company, they find your music interesting and they want to sign you or whatever the case may be, but they give you an advance for, let's just say, $1.2 million, right? Let's just throw a number out there and say $1.2 million. Now, the way the music industry works is that most people think when you sign a deal, you're rich, but you're not rich, right? You have to pay all of that money back. It's just a loan for you to get started. This is why when you hear a lot of people say this, that they don't really make money from the music industry until their second album. And the reason for this is because you have to pay these record companies back when they give you that advance. Now, Key Man Insurance is a new policy. It's been around, but it's a new policy. All right, that a lot of these record companies are basically reaping the benefits off of. So you have these young men that will sign to these record companies, for a certain amount of money, right? A miraculous amount of money, $700,000, anywhere from $700,000 up until the millions, right? Depending on how influential they are. And the artist doesn't realize they're responsible for paying this money back. They have to pay this money back. It's a bank loan. Okay, these corporations are loaning these artists money and they have to pay this money back. Now, what happens is when the artist can't basically pay that money back, the record companies have to find ways to recoup their money. Okay, so it's like bad investments. Back in the days in the 90s, if a record company would sign an artist, right, because this artist had a big hype around them and the artist would do nothing, they would do something that is called shelving an artist, right? So when you shelf, that means that, you know, this company signed you for a certain amount of money and then, you know, you didn't deliver. All right. So now what would happen is they would write that artist off as a tax write-off, meaning that it was considered charity. So we just gave this guy $50,000 or $20,000 for this record deal, but he didn't give anything in return. So it's just like when we see Drake do the God's Plan video and he's giving out all of this money to people. These are tax write-offs. This is money that is considered to be a part of the business, but they use it to say, okay, well, you know, we didn't get anything from that. It wasn't a return investment. All right. So the music business now realizes that it's falling short and they're relying on things like Key Man Insurance. So this is why you're seeing a lot of these young kids. And I'm not going to play the video because it may have to do with influence on drugs. So I'm not going to play it. But these young kids now, I see it all over the place and some of y'all may have seen it. They're now hooked on these whippets, right? And some people say, what is whippets? So they're using computer stuff. Like they're getting high off of nitrous oxide. Now, when I was coming up, this was a DOC that pertained to Caucasian people. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, people like Steve-O and all of these rock stars was doing this stuff where they're breathing in these chemicals and it's like helium. It's making their voice change and they're getting lightheaded. You know what I'm saying? And these are things that are now being promoted in hip hop. When you're seeing a lot of these rappers, they're on certain prescriptions or whatever. It's ruining them. It's ruining them. You know what I'm saying? But so back to what I was saying, if a record company gives you $1.5 million and you cannot give that $1.5 million back through record sales, shows, merch. This is why 360 deals now exist, because the record companies needed to find a way to make their money back off of artists. Ever since Napster and LimeWire and Kazaa and all of these MP3, P2P or person-to-person platforms came along, money in the music industry has been depleted. So you're going to have situations where you see people like Juice WRLD, P&B Rock, XXXTentacion, a lot of these new rappers that you just like, dang, he just met his demise early, because they're not recouping the money that the label is giving them. And for the most part, I'll tell y'all this, an artist has the right, okay? So the artist has the right to say, hey, I know y'all gave me $1.5 million for my advance, but I need more money. Now, the record company's money is infinite. They can give you as much money as they want, but you have to pay this back. You have to pay it back. And if you don't pay it back, or you can't pay it back, or unable to pay it back, they will do things to make sure you're taken out of here. Now, for the most part, some people say, oh, well, the money is going to their family relatives. Not always. Okay, not always. I seen somebody in the comments said that Aaliyah's uncle had reaped the benefits off of her when she had passed away, right? Which is true. That is true. But nowadays it's different. The record companies come first. They've put things in these contracts to make sure that if anything happens to the artist, they get paid first. So this is why you got a lot of these companies like Empire, all of these record companies now putting insurance policies on their artists, because they have to make sure they get paid first. It's a wicked system. It's really a wicked system. And for the most part, a lot of our younger generation, they don't know these things. You know what I'm saying? They don't understand that the business is a business. Nobody's just going to give you $2 million just for you to rap and you can't deliver. Like everything has a consequence. Nothing in this world is free. Okay, nothing is free. And if you sign a record contract, you know, today or tomorrow, right? Some of y'all at home, y'all do music, and you know, y'all just wait for that day. Oh, if I could just get signed, you know, I'd be all right, man. My life would change. But it actually puts the person in more debt than they were already. You get what I'm saying? Because now you're obligated. You're on a contract probably for the rest of your life. You know what I'm saying? And even if you wanted to stop, you can't. So they have these tactics to make sure people are controlled. You know what I'm saying? And sadly, you know, you got people that fall for this nonsense. Let me read some of y'all comments. Let me see. Miss Lady said, crazy. They always come up with something to get the youth hooked on. Yeah, if y'all seen that video, y'all know what I'm talking about. As a lot of these young black rappers, I think his name is Baby Kia or something like that. He's new, you know what I'm saying? But now you got him and this younger dude, Skrilla. These people are, you know, using these, I don't know, these CO2 cartridges. They just getting lifted off of this, man. Like, and I asked myself, where is this coming from? But, you know, plenty of people have passed away from using that stuff. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think these young men understand the seriousness in this, man. Like, you know what I mean? So it's sad when we look at it, but they said we need, John said we need to learn about the straw man. Well, I don't know if that exists in the music business, but I know what you mean. I don't know if that exists in the music business. I know about the key man insurance policies, and record companies like Empire actually have this in their contracts. You know what I'm saying? They may have updated it since then, since it's been exposed, but I know a lot of record companies do focus on the key man insurance policies to make sure that they're going to get their money back. So if they give you 1.5, better believe that insurance policy on you is worth $4 to $5 million. Because they're feeding you narcotics. You know what I'm saying? Every record company gives their artists a drug budget, if y'all didn't know that. You know what I'm saying? And you think about people that come in the game. Take Bobby Shmurda, for example, right? Bobby Shmurda has been rapping for years now, right? But he's now, you can tell he's now on some type of stuff that he wasn't on before. But that's because the record companies feed that to him. They feed him that type. He has a budget strictly for that. You get what I'm saying? And it, and you know, these people get hooked on other stuff. And you know, you got to take people like Prince and Michael Jackson and Whitney Houston. How did these individuals get hooked on stuff that we can't even pronounce? You get what I'm saying? How did they get hooked on stuff we can't even pronounce? And they've met their demise behind it. You know, and only person that reaps the benefits from that are the record companies. They reap the benefits from that. They make sure they put an insurance policy on you because you belong to them. You belong to them. Your life belongs to them. Your soul, your life, everything belongs to these record companies once you sign that contract. So I'm not shocked and surprised when I see a lot of these young rappers, you know, turning over. You know what I'm saying? And it's sad. You know, I wouldn't doubt it if, you know, 99.9% of these killings that we see in the music industry are set up by these record companies. You know what I'm saying? To make sure that these kids don't, all right, you can't pay me back. I know you're not going to sell. They checking the streams. They checking your revenue, how much you making off of a song. Your songs is now going down. People are not responding to you. Oh, pass them some drugs or send somebody to do something to them so that we can get paid. It's sick, man. You know what I'm saying? It's sick, man. Salute to January. What's popping? Fresh said, man, in Detroit liquor stores and gas stations got them. It be empty carts all over the road. Shaking my head, bruh. And salute Fresh, man. Salute to everybody in Detroit. This kind of disturbed me because, you know, I love Detroit rappers, man. But, you know, you got people like Babyface Ray that promoted that stuff, man. Like, we know that's not our thing. You know what I'm saying? And they get hip with, they're hanging out with these white guys and stuff like that. And they putting them on and stuff. That's not our thing, man. You know what I'm saying? That's, if y'all wanna sip y'all stuff or whatever, that's one thing. But now you putting cleaning products in your body, that's crazy to me. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand why these young kids is on this stuff, but it's sad, man. Yeah. Les Charles said the labels own your content and likeness throughout the universe in perpetuity. Yes, that's a fact. I have that, what's the word called? I can't think of it, but I have a contract that I posted in my community tab. You may have to go back a few years, but I posted, the Def Jam, memorandum is what it's called. I'm sorry, y'all. Memorandum. So I posted the Def Jam memorandum in my community tab, and it says this, you know what I'm saying? They own you throughout the universe. You know what I mean? And it depends on how long or whatever they do. It's just sick, man. You know what I'm saying? How these people do. They make sure they have ownership over you. Yeah, it's Ace High said, what y'all talking about? They calling this stuff whippets. That's what they calling it. And literally what it is, it's the stuff that when you go and get balloons from Party City or Dollar General, and they have that tank there that fills up the balloons. That's what these kids is getting lifted off of now. And they have rap videos about it. They're making songs about it. You got these kids falling out. It's becoming an epidemic. But black people specifically have never been into this stuff. I know for a fact, growing up, that's they stuff. That's what they do over there in the suburbs. We don't deal with that. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to say the word too much because it'll get nasty, but you got these young black kids now and they're popularizing it and everybody is doing it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Miss Mocha K said helium. Thank you. Yeah, helium. The same thing they using to blow up balloons is what these young kids is getting smacked off of. And it's sick. I was going to show the video, but unfortunately, it's owned by a record company. What a coincidence. You know what I'm saying? But they got music videos out there. Let me see if I could find the video. I'll just tell y'all what video it is. Yeah, but they promoting this, man. Where is this kid at? Because I just saw it. And I was like, I was going to talk about this, but it's like, bruh. Then you have people like Gunna, too. Gunna got a song called Whip It. Gunna was another person that was promoting this nonsense. Gunna's got a song called Whip It. You know what I'm saying? It's. Let me see if I could find this video for y'all real quick, man. Because it disturbed me. And I was like, bruh, there's no way that they're pushing this now to the younger generation. Why is this being promoted? Why? Just why is this being promoted? Baby Kia. I think his name is Baby Kia. Nope, it ain't come up. Hold on, y'all. Give me a second. Let me just... Because I want to be right. Then we're going to talk about this statue in New Orleans. Yeah. It says... So... Hold on. I want to be right. And it's all over the place. They got music videos for this now. Okay, so they're called the Whippet Warriors. And I wish I could show y'all this. Hold on, let me do this real quick for y'all, because I really feel like y'all should see this sick nonsense, man. Salute to everybody in the chat, man. I love y'all. You know what I'm saying? Hold on, I gotta show y'all this, man, because this ain't our thing. And if you got kids out there, make sure your kids don't get involved in this, man, because this is crazy. And somebody said in the chat, they selling this stuff for $15 at the gas station, bro. What in the world? Why are we doing that? We doing that now? Hold up, man. Hold on, y'all. Hold up. Let me get this right. I apologize if I'm running a little late here. I gotta make sure I got the right. Oh man, hold on. Let's go to media. Cause y'all gotta see this, man. If I had to see this, y'all definitely gotta see this nonsense. Why is it not post? It ain't showing the post. Hold on. Let me bookmark it. I gotta bookmark it. All right, let's do that. All right, here we go. Cause they hiding it. They hiding it. And I probably shouldn't show this, but they hiding this. So you got these young kids that's on this stuff. They on this. And they falling out all over the place. And this is in Atlanta. It's in Atlanta, y'all. We don't do that. All right, so let's talk about this statue here, man. We're going to focus on this statue now. I don't want to focus too much on crazy stuff, right? But let's talk about this statue. So the statue is called the Male Beast. All right, y'all, what y'all seeing here is this statue here that's been located in New Orleans. And people are furious that this thing has been placed up there. Now, as y'all can see, if y'all can't see it, there is an all-seeing eye in the middle of his chest. Okay, and I can see it's got two horns, it's got a tail. They're calling this a demon. Now, I'm going to break down what this actually is, you know what I'm saying, and why it's there. Now, the reason when you're seeing stuff like, and mind you, it's always on a square. It's always on a cube square, which is a representation of Saturn. We already know this, right? It's all Saturn worship. It's all sick, demonic practices that these people are doing. Now, I find this to be so ironic, and I'm going to read the article on why they placed this here, you know, and what it actually represents. So they're saying a beast statue didn't replace Robert E. Lee's monument in New Orleans. Here's the real story. Now, Robert E. Lee, from my understanding, was a colonizer, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, people in New Orleans wanted it down or whatever. But they said a rumor that went viral on social media in less than a day claims that a stainless steel beast replaced the Robert E. Lee monument removed from downtown New Orleans in 2017. Anthony Westgate, a self-proclaimed orthodox reactionary and researcher, wrote in a post on X that the Lee statue was replaced by an Illuminati Mpox Coomer demon. The post garnered 1 million views in the span of 17 hours, with nearly 1,000 people turning to the comments to support or debunk the claim. So people was like, yo, that ain't true. Despite the fiery arguments in the comment section, the ultimate question still lingers among social media users. Was the last standing statue in New Orleans of a Confederate general replaced by a cumbersome metal beast? Yeah, I think it was. I've never been to New Orleans, but I think there's a reason why they have this. And they're calling it the male beast. And I guess the person, Grisha Bruskin, made this. Grisha Bruskin is the artist that made this. The beast statue has not replaced the former Lee Monument in Harmony Circle and is located a few blocks away. Let's debunk the viral myth. Where is the beast statue? The head turner statue titled Male Beast is on the right side of the K&B Plaza near the ending of the building. It is one among several other statues that encompasses the decades-old building, but none are quite like this one. Oh, hold on. Sorry. For the most part, the other sculptures made with various mediums like cement or steel are abstract, exhibiting no name shapes for those who walk by. A rusted sculpture featuring a fish is the only other art piece that shows an animal of some sort. The stainless steel statue shone bright underneath the sun Wednesday morning. An eerie grin was carved on the creature's face, and about 6 inches away from its wide smile are two horns that jut from its head. I don't know why they would put this here, but I know why, but we're going to talk about that. The meaning of the male beast. The male beast is a part of Russian artist Grisha Bruskin's 1987 collection, Birth of a Hero. So now, listen, Birth of a Hero. Pay attention to these words, Birth of a Hero. All right, the Messiah. This all means the Messiah, Birth of a Hero. That new Antichrist that they're bringing in is going to be considered this. The international news outlet said Bruskin's collection addresses the meaning of an ideal Soviet man. While the series of 15 statues include a pioneer or a soldier, others are angels and devils that allude to the communists used of religion in building their myths. Yeah, this is sick, though. Like, why y'all putting that there, man? They're calling it the Diddler statue. But look at this, y'all. All right, so what's so ironic about this is the same similarities, all right, of the Pazuzu statue. Now, have you ever seen The Exorcist? At the very beginning of the movie The Exorcist, they display this Pazuzu statue, right? And it has similarities. Some people will call this Moloch or call it a demon or whatever the case may be. But it has very same similarities. The facial structure, everything. The only difference is that it doesn't have horns. But this individual has wings. Right? And it's kind of crazy that they would emulate this and put this here. because it worships the phallus. As y'all can see, it has a phallus. It worships the phallus, and it has a snake wrapped around the phallus. Now, if you know and you work in the medical field, you would understand that that the caudaceous staff, right, the nursing staff that you see, it's a staff, and then it has the two snakes wrapped around it. This symbol has the same exact thing. Right now, most people will call this Moloch or whatever. It's the same exact thing. Why are they doing this? But I want y'all to focus on the spots that, and this is why they're saying, oh, this is a monkeypox thing. Look at the spots that are located on this statue, right? It's a depiction of the mpox that we all hearing going around, and apparently it's making people messed up. But look at this, though. Why does Doja Cat have the same similarities of this metal being? Because it's all programming, right? It's all direct programming. And, you know, people say, well, how did they know? How did she know? Because the higher ups are telling her to promote this. See, what you don't understand is that people like Doja Cat, and this is no shade to anybody, people like Doja Cat, artists like Doja Cat, they cater to the LGBT community, right? And they're saying that this whole mpox thing is only going to affect these specific people, right? So it would only make sense that they would use a person like Doja Cat to promote this. It would only make sense. It's logical. How can they decipher this? It's the same exact thing. And then, what's so ironic, I don't want to discuss you guys if y'all at lunch right now, but you got stuff like this. And this is all propaganda. It's all propaganda. It's all propaganda. You get what I'm saying? It's all propaganda. It has the same correlations. Why would they put this up there? Why? Just why? Why would this all be happening at this point in time right now? You get what I'm saying? Why? Just think about this, y'all. It has to have a correlation or a meaning behind it. You know, and then you have this demonic being, the Pazuzu. They call this the Pazuzu. It's spelled P-A-Z-U-Z-U. Pazuzu. You get what I'm saying? All of these things correlate. These are all demons. Now let's go into how this derived and where it came from, right? Because that's the importance of a lot of this nonsense. We have to find out the history of it. So let's take a look here. As y'all see on the screen, I don't want to say the word, but it's a demon, right? It's a demon. And it says the S-Pox, the devil, is a demon which was believed to be responsible for causing S-Pox in medieval Japan. In those days, people tried to appease the S-Pox demon by assuaging whatever his anger, or they tried to attack the demon since they had no other effective treatment for this. All right, now I'm going to read the history of it. And it's so ironic that the word red treatment comes up, because when we take a look at your homegirl here, you know what I'm saying? We take a look at your homegirl here. She's in red. She's in all red. You get what I'm saying? Now, it says in history, the word Hoshoshin, whatever, translate literally to the S-Pox god. According to the Shokuningu, S-Pox was introduced into Japan in 1735 into the Fukuoka prefecture from Korea. In those days, S-Pox had been considered to be the result of Onryo, which was a mythological spirit from Japanese folklore who was able to return to the physical world in order to seek vengeance. S-Pox related kami included Simi Yoshi Sanjin in a book published in the Kensei years, 1789-1801. There are lines that wrote that the S-Pox devils were enshrined in families which had S-Pox in order to recover from smoke. It's no coincidence that all of this stuff, and they talk about, oh, it came from the Congos or whatever. It came from the Democratic Republic Congos. You see what I'm saying? It's all planned, though. You know what I'm saying? It's all planned. Let me read some of y'all in the chat what y'all talking about. They said, let me get this off the screen because this is a little disgusting. We off this now. That's a little disgusting. Let's get y'all back on the screen real quick, man. Let me see. Bella Brittany, what's popping? I ain't seen you in a minute, Bella Brittany. What's popping? Somebody must have blocked Bella, man. I got to give you a wrench too, Miss Bella. She said, I'm sure Jay has heard, probably will do a separate live, maybe. I got to see what y'all talking about. I'm out the loop. I was so focused on that. Let me see. I don't know Jay no yet. They said Rich Homie. Oh, wait, what? Rich Homie did what? Rich Homie gone? Rich Homie gone, dog? Oh, no. Rich Homie gone? Y'all trolling me right now? Y'all trolling me right now, man? Nah, y'all trolling me, right? Oh, wow. Wow, son. Wow, we was just talking about this, wasn't we? Rich Homie Quan dead at 34. Devastating news has hit the hip hop world today as it was revealed that Rich Homie Quan has passed away at the age of 34. The news began breaking on Twitter due to a report from Thugger Daily. Overall, Thugger Daily has been reporting from the Young Homie trial, so naturally fans saw some validity to the report. However, many were also skeptical considering Thugger Daily is not an official source. Word began to spread online with fans expressing disbelief while praying that Rich Homie Quan would be okay. Boosie took to Twitter where he confirmed the news. Adam also put out a message that confirmed that the artist had passed. Oh, man. Just got word. Boosie said, just got word. Rich Homie Quan just OD. Just talking to Juan the other day, man. Oh, my Lord. We were just talking about this, bro. Man, oh, man, yo. Man, oh, man, yo. Man, oh, man, yo. Pocket Full Up, man, said Rich Homie Quan just OD, Jay. Yeah, we reading it now. Yo. Oh, man. He was young, too. He was only 34 years old. He was only 34 years old, son. Yo. That's crazy. I ain't gonna hold you. That's a little crazy, man. That's a little crazy, man. And I'm not going to change the title clout chase or whatever. But that, thank y'all for telling me that, man. That's crazy. They said, Casimir Carrington said, we've been telling you for minutes, Jay. I know. I was focused on that whole centennial, the male beast thing, man. I wasn't reading the chat. I apologize, though. That's crazy, man. Let me read y'all in the chat what y'all saying about it. Let me get y'all up on the screen, man. Dang, yo. Rich Homie Quan dead? It's something going on, man. It's something going on. Yeah, Amani said the irony is crazy. That's what I'm saying. We were just talking about how these rappers is getting lifted off of the wrong stuff, son. And ain't no telling what he was, you know, what he was dealing with. I don't know. Cause he been out the limelight for a minute, yo. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, 777 said Thug coming home. Bruh. I don't even want to say nothing. I don't even want to say too much on that. That's wicked, though. That's wicked, man. Oh, man. Rest in peace to Rich Homie Quan, dog. This is crazy. And Boosie just got the word. He just OD. Eh. LW said they want his catalog. Thank you, sir. Rich Homie Quan, whether y'all want to believe it or not, Rich Homie Quan has made a lot of hit records between the years of 2014 up until 2016. And it's people like Lil Kim, because the last I heard from him, honestly, publicly, was when he did the BET Awards. And he messed up a line on Biggie's verse. But after that, his like career went on a downslide. It was like people was like, yo, you know, you messed up a Biggie classic. We ain't rocking with you no more. You know what I'm saying? And it's just so crazy how the industry would just turn on you like that. Now, I'm not going to say, oh, you know, this was a sacrifice or whatever the case may be. But I just find this to be a little ironic, like right about now. You know, and he did have a problem with a lot of that stuff. Like, you know, he's got interviews out there where he was a little off the, you know. But I want to see something, though. I want to see something, because I do remember. Hold on. Let me just be clear. Hold on. Okay, what year was this? Nope, that's not that. Nope. Hold on, is this it? Hold on, y'all. Hold on, just give me a second, because I seen. Okay, let me show y'all this. All right. No, because this is ran by Adam and them. But maybe I should show it. Let me just get the audio up there. This is wild, though. Thank y'all for telling me that, man. I just want to play this. Matter of fact, I'm not going to play it because this is Adam content. I don't want to mess around, even though he don't really care. But I don't know, yo. Let me just play it anyway. If he get on some BS, I'll just take it out. Because I remember this very clearly. He was like, yo, you know, he trying to get his life together and all of that stuff. So let me just mute the music real quick. I remember this, man. He was like, he trying to get his life together and all that. So let me see, man.
Were you focused or were you partying your ass off? I guess you could be doing both.
I was partying my ass off.
Really?
And I was focused. At first I was focused, but when I start parting my ass off, I can hear it in the music. Like, the music starts slowing. The content wasn't as, it wasn't to my approval. But I'm partying so hard, and I'm on the Miley so gone, I'm thinking this shit hard.
That was your biggest issue at that time?
Yeah, Miley. I was on that Miley like every day, bro.
You weren't a lean guy as much?
Yeah.
Lean at Molly.
But I still silk, you know what I'm saying?
Well, that's all we need to hear. That was about a year ago. That's all we need to hear. You know what I'm saying? Man, listen, man. I feel like the record companies know what they be doing when they get these young guys on this stuff, man. Crazy, man. Wicked. Wicked, yo. Let me read some people in the chat. They said, very ironic, yo. I'm trying to tell you. 73 D the Filler NYC said, on September 29th, 2014, Lamar's father, Corey Lamar, was blamed during an attempted robbery at a barbershop in Atlanta, but he survived. On September 5th, 2024, Lamar passed away from a suspected D overdose. Oh, okay, that's the article. Okay, thank you, 73D, the filler NYC. A salute to my homegirl, Malia 420, in the building. That's wicked, man. Little Rich Homie Quan is gone. Dang. That's a little crazy. I wasn't expecting that. CJ Miles said, I wonder if the label got life insurance policy out on him. Well, let's see who he was signed to. If he was signed to a major, you know what I'm saying? If he was signed to, because I think he was independent, if I'm not mistaken. As of recently, I think he was independent. Let me see. What was the career? Okay. All right. In October 2022, Quan released. Hold on. Let me get this up on the screen so y'all can read along with it. Cause I didn't know. I didn't know what was going on. Honestly, I haven't heard from him in a while. In October 2022, Quan released his EP Family and Moolah, which included the single Crazy and one guest appearance from No Cap. Speaking of the EP's release, Quan said he felt good to have a project out after not releasing one in over 3 years. The EP was re-released on November 18th, 2022. So he wasn't really... he wasn't signed. I think he was doing his independent thing for the last couple of years. You know what I'm saying? But if y'all go up, it says he was signed to Motown and Rich Gang and Think It's a Game Records. So he was signed to Def Jam 2, where he released Some Type of Way. And then he signed to Cash Money Records and Motown and all that. They got him in a genre. Look, y'all, they got him in a genre of mumble rap. I didn't even know that was a genre. They got a genre called mumble rap, though. Dang, yo. Well, rest in peace to him, man. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace to him, man. Oh man, Leo about to get paid. Yeah, it's over. Yeah, cause he was signed to 300. Yeah, I mean that catalog is pretty lengthy, you know. And you got to look at two different people, either it's Birdman or Leo Cohen. You know what I'm saying? You know, but you know that's the life you chose. You want to mess around and put stuff up your nose and drink stuff and mess with computer drugs, bro. You. I don't feel bad for these people. I really don't. At this point, you have the choice to make. You get what I'm saying? You made that choice, man. Salute to Bella Brittany for giving us the scoop, or whoever told me first. I apologize. I wasn't reading the chat. Work Hard, Play Rarely said, that's crazy because Quan can rap. Yeah, they put him in the mumble rap category. Hey, yo, I didn't even know they had mumble rap. Oh, my gosh, man. You know what I'm saying? They got a mumble rap genre. So that lets you know the industry moving quick on a lot of that stuff. They know what they doing. They said, Fresh said, how can you feel bad? I don't, son. I don't. They want to be hip. They want to be out there. They want to be messing with certain stuff. I don't feel bad. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel bad. People be too freely trying to experiment with stuff or trying to be cool and down and all of that, man. Like, you're fried. You know what I'm saying? You're fried. January said something crazy. Said he was testifying against for YSL. He damn sure was due to be up on that stand soon. Yes, he was. He was due to go up on that stand soon. That one right there. Salute to January. That's crazy. That's crazy. That's crazy. Let's give a moment of silence for Rich Homie Quan. All right, that's enough. Salute to Billy Bats. He said, Father Barbershop got shot up. Yeah, I remember that story. I remember that. You know what I'm saying? I didn't think about that. January, that is kind of crazy. He was due to go up on the stand And I think it was in a few weeks or something like that, he was due to go up on the stand. He was due to go up on the stand. So maybe they gave him, that get out of here. You know what I'm saying? They probably, you know what I'm saying, spiked this drink. God damn. Damn, rest in peace, son. God damn. That's crazy, son. That's crazy, son. I don't care about rappers, so I don't really... Salute to Traquan Smith, man. I gotta keep bigging you up, dog. Like, yo, son. Man, may God bless you, dog. May the Most High continue to bless you, man. That shit's still up on the screen. I didn't even have to have time to close my eyes, King Green said. Yeah, man. Got him out the way real quick, T. Combs said. That's what I'm saying. January salute, because let me tell y'all, I didn't even put that together. He was due to go up on that stand, and he probably would have told some things. Like, man, we can't trust him. Get him out of here. Give him that silent treatment. You know what I'm saying? Get him out of there. You know what I'm saying? Give him that silent treatment. Get him out of there. Man, listen, rest in peace to these rappers, man. But, yo, we talked about it all. I'm going to play this bit. Oh, let me show y'all this. Yo, Reverend Umar, son. Yo, he's top tier elite when he started, man. And he been doing this since 2003. I didn't know this. Let me play this for y'all real quick. This is hilarious.
You can't expect the cops to fix this because they started it. But I want to be clear. I know some of us love our children, but some of our children are so far gone that we're going to have to put some of them to sleep in order to take back the neighborhood. Some of y'all don't want to hear that because you don't live in reality. But I'm telling you, as a psychologist, I'm not going to be able to psychologize all of them on the corner. Some of them going to sleep for good. I'm getting sick. Why in the hell y'all fighting to raise a 13-year-old in your house when you know you can do nothing with that boy? And then when he gets 17 and start talking back, and he get to be 6'3 and 250, you want to call us up to come in and play the damn cops to a boy who don't even respect us because he never knew us.
When he said, some of them going to sleep for good. Hey, man, that's crazy, man. Yeah, man, to those just entering the chat, yes, we are aware of Rich Homie Quan, man. Rest in peace to Rich Homie Quan. You know what I'm saying? You know, rest in peace, man. That's a sad situation, man. But yeah, I gotta leave that stuff alone, man. And you know what's so crazy? And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to leave it alone. You got a lot of these people out here going to buy stuff off the street. You know, they're addicted to falling asleep. You know what I'm saying? And now they done leveled up. They wanna put that Fetty Wap in them, son. They wanna put that Fetty Wap in their body. So now I seen the video. A man put a Fetty Wap. He put the Fetty Wap on a piece of bread. The fly landed on it and the fly died. That stuff ain't no joke, man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's sad, man, when we look at stuff like this. Like, yo, that's why I don't feel bad for these rappers, because they hooked on this stuff. And then you got to look at it like the record companies got them on this stuff. Let's take a look at it. Look, I'm going to show y'all again. Look.
In business, nothing is coincidental, or you will be hearing who's losing money. In all of these situations, it's only the artist that's losing. Somebody makes big money.
Somebody says, Rich Homie Quan dead. Yeah, he died today. He passed away, man. Rest in peace to him, man.
In business, nothing is coincidental, or you will be hearing who's losing money. In all of these situations, it's only the artist that's losing. Somebody makes big money. When these rappers get killed, not incidental. Somebody made $100 million and now don't have to talk to that artist or none of their crew, don't have to validate none of their contracts. Wow. Now only got to deal with the mama, only got to see her once a year, and it's over. And the money goes up and up and up. So they killed this $20 million guy, but they reaped $60 million in benefits.
Wow.
And they had some people from your city do it.
Wow.
I'm saying there's the good side and the bad side of these businesses. And
correction, this actually gets a hell of a lot worse. Because there's a clause in record contracts that allows record labels to cash in even more after an artist passing. This has been going on since the early days of the music industry, and it's quite literally a standard practice. It's called the death clause, or the non-performance clause. Now, this is one of those lesser known details in regards to record contracts, but the former manager of the Grateful Dead, Hank Harrison, wrote about this some years back. Essentially, it goes something like this. Company shall have the right to secure insurance equivalent to 10 times the estimated value of the artist's earnings from any source of revenue for company's sole benefit. Company shall be allowed to employ any insurance carrier or combination of the same to assure this benefit and need not consult or require signature compliance from the artist. Company shall keep such information confidential, except that the company may disclose information to the applicable insurance carriers or as required by law. Artist or artist's estate shall have no right to review or claim the benefit of any such policy obtained by the company. And to quote what Hank Harrison later wrote in this article, he states, "In short, here is what a death clause does in my humble opinion. If an artist fails to perform or pay back advances, the artist becomes more profitable dead. Today, the hit clause still exists, but it is more subtle, and whereas it used to be worth thousands, it's now potentially worth billions. Labels invest millions in new talent, and the insurance policy is a protection against loss or a way of collecting projected profits for music, t-shirts, books, foreign rights, and everything else in all forms." Now, I want to clarify one thing here about the death clause. And it's that this type of life insurance, also known as key man insurance, is actually a standard practice in other industries as well. And depending on how you look at this, it's honestly just a smart business move given how much money they invested into them in the first place. But normally when an employee dies in other industries, there is a pretty significant loss of revenue, and this insurance is designed to make it so the company can stay afloat until they find a replacement. But in the music industry, this is just them double dipping.
This is crazy, because all of these rappers died, like Kurt Cobain, Jimi Hendrix. We say, just another damn artist doing all them drugs, and goddamn it, they died again. And that make it so easy for the label to knock these niggas off. Like, it's crazy, man.
Aging of these particular incidents is definitely a real thing that goes on. But don't take my word for it, the CIA will tell you themselves. An overdose of, administered as a sedative, will cause death without disturbance and is difficult to detect. The size of the dose will depend upon whether the subject has been using regularly. If not, 2 grains will suffice.
You a god, man.
I need an ambulance.
Okay, what's the address?
I'm at The Rock.
Higa 9 obtained these crime scene photos just outside The Rock.
I'm finna sell my soul. I'm gonna hit y'all when I'm through. I'm gonna be rich as hell, all right?
TMZ is reporting rapper Juice WRLD is dead after suffering a seizure at Chicago's Midway Airport.
Fans and neighbors leaving flowers, candles, notes on rapper Mac Miller's doorstep. Those close to him struggling with the fact that he is gone at the age of 26.
PNB Rock has died after he was shot inside a Los Angeles restaurant during an apparent robbery.
Breaking news overnight, Grammy-nominated rapper Nipsey Hussle shot and killed outside
after
his own...
After an up-and-coming rapper is shot dead, 20-year-old XXXTentacion killed in an apparent robbery.
What if I told you there was a deeper meaning to all of this? Would you believe me? Would you be willing to see what most are oblivious to? Would you be willing to uncover the secrets hidden in plain sight? Would you be willing to break free from the illusion? And finally, would you be willing to see the light in the dark?
Like I'm alien, bitch, I'm fucking reptilian. Bitch, all y'all bitches was wrong.
Man, yo, it's crazy, man. I'm gonna read a few people in the chat, man. Salute to everybody that donated to the channel today. My man Isaiah Johnson, man, salute. He said, "Peace and blessings from St. Louis. Salute to my guy Isaiah Johnson, man, and my man Shady, and also Xavier, man. Let me see. Jay Sizzle says, so can a mother take out a life insurance policy on their child who is an artist if the mother is still living? Yeah, I don't know how that works, but that's possible too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because the mother should really be entitled, you know what I'm saying, if anything. A Costco World said, my guy be getting the coldest clips. LOL, everybody compromised. Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? Everybody compromised out here, man. You know what I'm saying? Especially in the music business. You know, everybody, man. You know what I'm saying? Somebody said, Sam got sniped. Who sniped Sam? What happened? Malia 420, thank you. Said, Patreon is where you access exclusive content. Thank you. Appreciate you, Miss Malia 420. Let me see. QU. Okay. Brella Brittany, what's up? She said, they've been doing the hand signs for years. Remember Lil MJ with the fro? That's a fact, too. That is a fact. Yeah, he said, Rich Homie Quan just passed, shaking my head. Yeah, man, rest in peace to that dude, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't wish death on nobody, man. But Miss January said something that made a lot of sense. You know what I'm saying? Especially as far as with that YSL case. Who knows what was going to happen with that, man. But, yeah, Jay Stash Calhoun said, fire content on Patreon. I got a Kevin Gates video for y'all. I'ma just keep dropping videos over there, man. You know what I'm saying? I'ma just keep dropping videos for y'all over there. Trust and believe. Mr. Colleen said, I'm sure the record label death clause is not for the real person. What was Rich Homie Quan's name? That's the label name. They have a death clause out for their artist, not for the woman's son. Okay, so yeah, his actual name, because they signed. But then how do you can't split an insurance policy, though. You get what I'm saying? Like, if one person passes away and the mother has it in, you know, her actual son's name, like his government name, but the record company has it on his stage name, they can't split that. So I really feel like that would mainly deal with the estate wise when it comes to the estate or things like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I don't know how that goes, but that's a good point. You know what I'm saying? That is really a good point. Yeah, Bella Brittany said they saying he got a hot shot. Golly. Golly, man. First, Michael K. Williams now. Michael K. Williams, DMX, Rich Homie Quan, who else passed away? A couple people passed away messing with that stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a couple people, man. Chance Rogers was popping. He said, shout out to the Boogeyman. What's up with you and this Boogeyman stuff, bro? I don't know what he talking about with that. But yeah, man, rest in peace to Rich Homie Quan. We talked a little bit about this strange statue. That's located in downtown New Orleans. And, you know, it has a lot of correlations. Maybe y'all that catch the replay, salute to everybody in the replay game. Maybe y'all will understand, or some people that live in New Orleans will understand why this is there. But I did a little bit of research from what I could understand and why all of this stuff is programming. You get what I'm saying? Then we talked about Cat Williams basically exposing the key man insurance policy. So it's a lot of stuff that's going on. Like I said, if it's worthy of talking about, I definitely will talk about it. They said Fat Man, Scoop, Beat King, now Rich Homie. They come in threes. You ain't never lied, man. Who said that? Rocky the Goddess. Yeah, you ain't never lied. Yeah, Zenith says Shock G is another one. Yup. Yeah, they come in threes. Fat Man, Scoop, Beat King, now Rich Homie Quan. Oh, Kickback Records said Rich Homie and Leo Cohen almost had the same birthday. Leo Cohen birthday October 3rd, Rich Homie Quan October 4th. That's kind of weird. That is kind of weird. It always derives around this Leo Cohen dude. I don't know. It's always something. You know what I'm saying? It's always something. Yeah, they said Beast Man is there because they put him there. Alright, but make sure y'all tap in, man, on the Patreon. You know what I'm saying? The video they don't want you to see. The story behind Anthony Weiner's laptop, man. People was asking me, yo, is this a demon or whatever? No, it has nothing to do with that. It's a little more sinister than that. Make sure y'all tap in on the Patreon. The link is in the description below. You know what I'm saying? Got a lot of videos up there, over maybe 400 to 500 videos. Stuff that's not on YouTube. Exclusive content. If you want to learn about all of this crazy stuff that goes on in the music business and Hollywood and the government, you know what I'm saying? I mainly do a lot of those videos and put that over on the Patreon because YouTube is very strict with a lot of the content that I do show. All right. So, I make sure that I put that stuff over there. And then I also did a story time, you know what I'm saying, how I almost joined them people. All right. But this happened, you know what I'm saying? So salute to everybody that joins the Patreon. Silent J, thank you for the super chat. He said, it's not only American culture, it's all around the world. Type in Kazi Fuji in Spotify and look at his profile picture, and people call it conspiracies, even in Japanese media, man. It's sad. All right, we do that real quick. Kazi Fuji, who the hell is that? Kazi Fuji. I don't know who that is. You said Spotify. Let me look up his Spotify. I don't even got Spotify. I don't pay for that. What? I don't see nothing. Hold on. Let me click on this thing. They better not play no music, son. I don't see nothing. It's just a Chinese dude, an Asian dude. What he got going on here? I don't see nothing. I don't see really nothing. He just got a picture of him up there. You go and look at some of his images, I guess. I don't see nothing you talking about, man. Say they call it a conspiracy. I don't see no crazy pictures. He got eyeshadow on, like he got on some red eyeshadow. You talking about that? That's what you talking about, son? He said facts. That's what you talking about? Kazi Fuji? I don't know who that is. Yeah, it said garbage info. I don't know. All right, y'all, man. I'm off this, man. I've been on for an hour and 18 minutes, man. Salute to Silent J, though, man. Appreciate you for that super chat, my G. I was looking to see what you was talking about, but I couldn't find it. They said he flaming. Okay. I see what you mean. Okay. Yeah. Okay. T-Cone confirmed it. All right. Yeah, man. Salute to everybody, man. Blue Skies, what's popping? Ace High, what's going on? T-Cone, J Stats, Calhoun, my guy, Kazmik Carrington, Billy Basson, Miss Mocha K, J Wolf, Anthony Sutton, Born Vex, Jay Williams, Flashy Murdy, Miss Bella Brittany was popping, Perfectly Imperfect, Fresh was going on, Akot, Ask Cold World, Top Dog Killer, Anthony Royal, Most Hated Bronze Flat Power, Mr. 3D himself, Miss Lady, Dolphinately Bro. You know what I'm saying? QU, what's going on? Salute to everybody, man. I'll be back tomorrow if it's something to talk about. I hope y'all stay safe out there on this wonderful Thursday. You know what I'm saying? Be blessed. You know what I'm saying? Enjoy y'all day. And if you on the Patreon, I got some content coming for y'all shortly. Be patient with me. I'm working. All right, peace.